We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers, you can make a $5 NBA Moneyline bet and you're going to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Only with code DNVR and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. I am Patrick Lyons.
And I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Doing well. We've got a lot of Rockies news to talk about, a lot of baseball news, as always.
We had news break right after we wrapped up the show yesterday, so we definitely do have a lot to talk about.
We've got a future possible Rockies player going into the Hall of Fame, and it's not Todd Helton, and it's not Nolan Arenado. We'll have to talk about that. Aaron Judge to the Rockies. Some people are saying it, so we...
Some people.
We have to discuss it,
of
course.
Did we touch on this yesterday?
Well, Lenny Dykstra was one person who said it.
Oh, there's another person outside of Lenny Dykstra
Yes. He's not part of the Lenny Dykstra army. He's not part of Nails Nation. I'll say that. So,
well, I'm actually very excited to hear more about this, Patrick.
We've got the end of year award finalists. I think I did okay, but there were a couple surprises who got in there. And we'll see what time we've got left to talk about what's going on in Oakland and what may be going on in Las Vegas.
Yeah, this is, we got to break this down. Unpack this.
That's it.
That's Rockies, the word I'm looking for.
Rockies active again. They finish up their coaching staff. They finalize it with two additions that a lot of people should be very excited about. And I think are for their hitting coach. They hire Hensley Mullins, if you want a hitting coach that has a good nickname, you've got the all-time greatest nickname for a hitting coach.
Yeah.
Bam Bam.
If you go by Bam Bam, I have nothing but faith in you that you are going to be the greatest hitting coach we've ever seen.
That's pretty great, right?
That's perfect.
Hensley Bam Bam Mullins.
I love the brand. Love the brand.
He was an assistant hitting coach with the Yankees last year, going outside the organization. Always a nice thing. Bench coach with the Mets in 2020. Maybe the coolest thing about his track record, dude's got 3 World Series rings.
Ooh.
During his time with the San Francisco Giants. He was a hitting coach there and 2010 through 2017, and then actually served as Bruce Bochy's bench coach in 2018, 2019. Had a couple opportunities getting hired and interviewing as a manager for other teams. So you've got a guy with bench coaching experience, not as your bench coach, but actually as a hitting coach. So, you know, that's a nice resume to have being added to the coaching staff.
That is a nice resume, and I like having that winning energy around.
Yes, that's a good way of describing
it. Gotten it done before, and maybe some of that will rub off on this team going into 2023.
To be an effective coach, you don't necessarily, anymore at least, have to have had like a great playing career. Like, you don't have to have, you don't have to be a notable player.
Yeah.
Emulins, you know, wasn't, you know, he played parts of seven seasons in the majors, played a little bit more in Japan, had more success over there. But I looked it up, I had to look it up, and I may have to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
His first career home run came against Charlie Huff. Do you know who Charlie Huff is?
No.
Knuckleball pitcher.
Uh-huh.
He might have even started opening day for the Marlins in 93. But, you know, pitch for forever. So his first homer was against Charlie Huff. And then he later eventually homered off of Randy Johnson. Talk about two totally different ideologies.
Okay.
And two different deliveries and whatnot. That's pretty unique.
That's very unique.
I do like that. He's also unique in he's only the fourth non-American-born coach in Rocky's history. So he wasn't born in the United States.
Yeah.
He was born in Curacao, a little Dutch island in the Caribbean, which is kind of neat. Sandy Alomar was the first from Puerto Rico in 2003, 2004. More recently, Tony Diaz from the Dominican
Republic.
That doesn't
count as the United States, Puerto Rico?
No. It well, what, it's like a province or...
Yeah.
He wasn't born in the continental United States.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's one of those things where it both is and isn't. I'm drawing a blank. It's definitely not a state. We don't have 51 states.
No, I know.
Or 52. but yes, we do help them out quite a bit. Tony Diaz, as I said, in 2017, 2018. And right now, one of the assistant hitting coaches, Andy Gonzalez, is from Puerto Rico too. So first, Curacaoan? I don't actually know what the demonym is for that. Demonym is the term used for...
We got the context clues. Thank you.
That's it. You got that.
Thank
we were
you.
Talking about that the other day, yesterday with RK about if you're from Glasgow, you're Glaswegian. That's my favorite. That's my favorite demonym. So
I'm going to look up what your what we call them.
If you're from Curacao. Karakin. Actually, that is what it is. It's
Karakin.
It came to me. There you go. I think so. You can double check. I don't need to double check to be excited about their other coaching hire. It was more of a promotion than anything. Warren Schaefer, new third base coach, an infield instructor. And this is a guy who's been with the Rockies now for 10 years as a coach, 7 years before that, because he was originally drafted by the Rockies, got as high as AAA Colorado Springs Sky Sox. Transition into coaching, and he's had a lot of success everywhere he's gone. I actually thought maybe he would be the hitting coach, so I was mildly surprised by that, but very excited, as were a lot of people in the Rockies community, that he is now going to be at Coors Field on Bud Black's staff.
Yeah, and I know so many, this whole organization loves Warren Schaefer. He was loved in Hartford. I know that Albuquerque is so sad to see him go. I know they were hoping they'd get a couple more years out of him down there. But yeah, I think everyone kind of knew, you know, this is the trajectory and it's going to happen soon. At least that's how I feel about it. But yeah, super exciting. I've known Warren Schaefer since Hartford.
Yeah.
And you wore your Yardgoats hat, so thank you.
That's it. Yeah, I mean, I first met him back in 2018 and was like immediately impressed by this guy. And, you know, young guy. And also you look around the field like, all right, where's the manager? And he blends in with the players, right? Because he's still a young guy.
He's
only 37.
Yeah.
Keeps himself in great shape. So I think that's a really good addition. Pretty much everybody on the 40-man roster that's been homegrown has worked with him at some capacity. Because even if you look beyond his stint in Hartford, which started in 2018, before that, 2015, 16, and 17, he was in low A Asheville. So, you know, he's brushed up against a lot of guys. Even Antonio Sensatella, when he was 18 years old at Tri-City, short season baseball, I think it was his first year in America, boom, who was there as the hitting coach for the Tri-City Dust Devils? It was Warren Schaefer in his first season as a coach. So
a
lot of history there. I think that's a wonderful addition. And right now, he's down in Arizona coaching Zach Veen in the Arizona Fall League as the manager of the Salt River Rafters. So, again, this is a guy with really good pedigree, knows the system really well, knows these guys well, and I think he's gonna mesh and blend really, really well.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him up in Denver. This will be fun.
We got some more good news out of Albuquerque. More of their loss is our gain, right? Now they got to find a manager. Now there's an open spot. Maybe Jordan Pacheco upgrades from a hitting coach. Mm-hmm. That was his first year coaching. Immediately jumping in as a manager, maybe. Chris DeNorfia.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Hartford.
From AA up to AAA. We'll kind of wait and see what happens with the shuffling. But the coaching staff is set. Again, Albuquerque, their loss, our gain. They did gain two All-Stars from the Pacific Coast League. It was announced on Monday. Wynton Bernard in the outfield, Sean Bouchard as a DH. 2022 Pacific Coast League All-Stars. Love to see that for those guys. Yeah, Bernard ranked at or near the top of the PCL in many offensive categories, was first in batting average, actually only the second isotope ever to win the batting title on the first with the Rockies. Mm-hmm. 21 homers, 30 stolen bases, only the second isotope and first Rockies isotope to have 20-plus homers, 30 or more stolen bases. Jock Peterson was the only other guy who did that. He did 30-30, so again, pretty good company to be in.
Pretty good company to be in, for sure.
Yeah. My favorite fun fact that I learned out of this was entering this season in 10 professional seasons as a pro for Wynton Bernard, one grand slam in his career. He hit two this year. Love that. I love that for him. Sean Bouchard was fantastic. He slashed 300, 404, 635, 15 doubles, six triples, two of which he hit in a game. That tied Isotope's record. Mm-hmm. 20 homers, 44 walks, 56 RBI in only 60 games, believe it or not, set a career high in homers, walks, average, on base percentage, slugging, OPS. Sean Bouchard, Wynton Bernard, All-Stars in our hearts, but now officially All-Stars in the Pacific Coast League.
I love it. I love it. Good kids.
Good kids.
All-star people, too. Human beings.
Also very true.
Very true. Very
also
true.
Very true. Thomas Harding doing wonderful work over there on MLB. We got to have him in studio very soon. Make sure you sign up for it if you don't already.
When are we having him in?
I just got to make the call.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I've been pestering him all offseason. I've been going back looking through weird trades that the Rockies have made. Like, the Rockies signed Tom Goodwin to a three-year deal and then traded him after 3 months. What went on back there with that? And you know, I'm getting the lowdown.
I love Thomas Harding.
He's my Sherpa to all of those like minute details in Rocky's history because he was there for all of it. Does a wonderful job on the Rockies beat letter. Points out a couple things and a couple moves maybe the Rockies might be looking to make this offseason. We should mention also free agency officially starts on Thursday at 5 p.m. So contract options need to be figured out before them. Actually, team option was declined on Scott Oberg earlier this week. So Scott Oberg is now a sixth free agent that the Rockies will have. We hope he's able to play again. Obviously, the thoracic outlet syndrome that he's had that's kind of sidelined his career because of those blood clots.
Yeah, that's such a shame.
It is. It is. Is going back to school. You know, to get, I'm not sure what he's, sports management. Mm-hmm. I think it's sports management type stuff. He was the player representative for the Rockies. So he's a guy that the Rockies definitely want to keep around in the organization in some capacity if it is no longer as a player. The only other option that we need to hear about officially is Charlie Blackman's player option, which he's already said. I think he even said it to you guys in when you were in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
I'm picking that up. Like, I'm definitely coming back.
He intends on staying.
So that will happen. Non-tender deadline is another one of those key dates coming up next Friday.
Wow.
That's somewhere the Sam Hilliard trade comes from. You say, we need to clear up some space on the 40-man roster. Let's see if we can find you a better home in a trade. So could be a lot more moves happening in the next week and a half. But an interesting name that Harding floats out there that I think would be a really good trade acquisition and would also really probably cross out the possibility of them acquiring via free agency Brandon Nimmo. Mm-hmm. That would be Padres center fielder, corner outfielder Trent Grisham.
Gold Glover. Are over you here.
That's it. He's won two in the last 3 years. You know, he does strike out a lot, so you don't love to see that. But no. As a left-handed bat, with the shift being banned for next year, a couple more base hits are obviously going to be going his way. He has a low on-base percentage, so he's not going to be a top-of-the-order guy like a Brandon Nimmo will be. Mm-hmm. But with three more years of club control, he could be a much more cheaper, much more reasonable option in the outfield. Still projectable. I think he could hit 30 home runs at Coors Field. Yeah. He's got that kind of pop. And he's also has a swagger about him. He's only 26 years old. It feels like he's been around for forever.
He does feel like he's been around for forever.
Yeah, he's an old soul. He definitely is. So
that would be an interesting addition.
I would also agree. Another guy, center fielder, that may be dangled out there, potentially. Mm-hmm. Orioles center fielder, Cedric Mullins. He was an all-star last year, as we know. Much lower strikeout rate. Only about 18%, whereas, you know, Grisham was at 28%. Mm-hmm. A lot more wins above replacement. His on-base percentage over the last 2 years has averaged .340. So he would be more of a guy that you could, you know, put there at the top of the order. Don't know what the Orioles would be interested in, but Rockies and Orioles have made a trade somewhat recently, the Michael Givens deal. Mm-hmm. So there's that little bit of familiarity. The price, I don't know. I think the price for Mullins would probably be a little bit more than Grisham right now. But nevertheless, we'll see what Bill Schmidt has in store, if he can pull out maybe another one of those trades that really helps move the needle, saves the team a little bit of money, and allows them to target some of those needs that you can't exactly always pick up in trades. That will be interesting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, we got one move out of the way. I hope we kind of keep this pace going.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's again, have an active off season.
It will, yeah. It won't be segmented like last year, hopefully. Yeah, it definitely would be fun. And we'll still have plenty to talk about, even if all the other teams in the NL West are making moves. Look, the Rockies are going to be making some moves. The trade deadline is like a different beast in and of itself. It's mm-hmm. a bummer they didn't take any steps. Mm-hmm. Where you go, you're maybe a little more hopeful for next year. You probably have a lot more trepidation about next year's trade deadline, because this year felt very much like a punt, not even a punt, just like, hey, let's kneel, you know, let's hike the ball, snap it, we'll kneel down, and we're, you know, on our own 2 yard line, or we're on their 2 yard line, and it's like, okay, you're just gonna put it in for the touchdown. It's this analogy
is a football
is not great.
Podcast now.
Well, the analogy wasn't very good. The idea is they basically just took a safety when all they had to do was punt. So it's gonna be definitely better than that, and hopefully we don't see that this weekend. For the Broncos, at our watch party here
there
down on the corner of Colfax and York, where if you are a member to thednvr.com, you know you get 15% off your bill.
That's
seriously
huge.
Even if it's the breakfast/brunch menu, which is popping off.
So good.
It's very, very
hash
good.
Hash browns, parfait. Oh, we got Kale giving us snaps over there because he loves it too.
He loves that. He loves the discounts on the Broncos tailgates. We got another one coming up next Sunday. That's a Raiders game, too.
Oh, that's going to be insane.
All the Raiders haters, man.
That is a can't-miss tailgate.
Come out to that one. And again, if you want an annual membership, you actually get a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com. If you just want to give us a shot, hey, only 50 cents for that first month, and you still get access to that members-only Discord as well as extra raffle tickets at all of our watch parties where, yeah, we do give away a bunch of free gear. We're also going to tell you a lot about all of our other partners, such as Game Time Tickets. Mm-hmm. It's the app that will save you buku bucks, get you tickets for Taylor Swift that we learned yesterday. You can get tickets on Game Time app Swifty.
I mean, those tickets right now, there's some for like $200. I'm like, that might be a good deal.
Yeah. But maybe
I might be snagging some.
Look, if you wait up to first pitch, or in the case of a big concert, first strum, I don't know that's what it's called. But you can get up to 60% off your tickets. I have done that in the past. A lot of other people in our company have done that for various games. It's true of concerts, baseball games, football, basketball, hockey, you name it. Check them out. Use our link, though, in our description to save. It helps us out just a little bit. Join over 15 million folks who've downloaded the Game Time app and have scored the best seats to all their favorite events. Can't talk highly enough about Game Time ticket apps. It's what I've been using for quite a long time.
Yeah, you've been using this for a while too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even before they were they were sponsoring us.
Yeah, it's great to have sponsors that you believe in, like DraftKings Sportsbook, obviously. You know, basketball is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is allowing new customers out there to sign up with code DNVR, where you can make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet, and you're going to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. They also got stepped up same game parlays where you can boost your winnings up to 100% with bigger payouts than ever. DraftKings Sportsbook is where I go to bet on the NBA and KBO, and soon enough, the World Cup.
Very soon. Team USA.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR. Make any $5 NBA Moneyline bet this week. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with promo code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Aaron Judge, Colorado Rockies, plus 10,000. Not great, but if that happens, you win the lottery twice because you've won 10,000.
And you've won Aaron Judge.
You've won Aaron Judge. Now, the Yankees are the favorite. They're at minus 165. I do think he re-signs with the Yankees.
It would just be so, it's so hard for me to picture a situation where Aaron Judge is not a Yankee. But that being said, that doesn't mean that some teams aren't going to try real hard.
Very true.
We've heard the Giants are going to go all in.
The next, and he's a California kid too, so he's from that area. The next three teams in order of odds for signing Aaron Judge: Giants plus 300, as you said, Susie. Dodgers not too far behind, plus 450, and the Mets are plus 1,000 at that point. So he very well may be coming to the National League.
That would be wild. Of course, as if this division isn't hard enough for us Rockies fans, seeing the Giants and the Dodgers in this conversation does not make me happy.
Yeah, there are only 12 teams, I guess, that DraftKings is saying has like a viable shot, because all of the other 18 teams are at plus 10,000. Okay. So if I said to you, Phillies and Padres, are they a team that have equal odds as the Rockies, or are they better odds to sign Aaron Judge?
I'm going to say better.
I would have thought so too.
And no?
DraftKings Sportsbook said there's no way Padres or Philly. No, they're not saying no way. It's just plus 10,000. So basically, the Rockies have the same chance of signing Aaron Judge as the National League champs, Philadelphia Phillies.
Where did the Astros land?
We've got that. I don't remember. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think they might be one of the 12 teams that could possibly sign him. No, I don't think they are. I don't think they are. It was really like, it's sensible. If you look at the list, you're like, hey, look, just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you're necessarily going to go after Aaron Judge. Because you're like, yeah, there's no fit. Bryce Harper, we'll see what kind of surgery he may need or may not. Yeah. He might need to DH all of next year.
There's no room in the outfield.
So that's not happening.
There's no room.
Also, Royals plus 10,000. So it's just wonderful. The question does have to be asked, Susie.
Okay.
How many home runs would Aaron Judge hit at Coors Field? Only Coors Field. Not if he's a Rocky, how many does he hit in a year? But only if you just looked at Coors Field. So Coors Field splits. Who cares how many he hits on the road? How many do you think he could possibly hit at Coors Field over 81 games?
I really think he could get into the 30s. And we know that the most in a season was 31.
Yes.
By Dante Bichette.
Yeah. So, I mean, so 30 seems low to me.
I think.
But to your point, that's only happened one time.
That's also like half of the season. So, because if we're just counting games at Coors.
Sure.
So, technically, that's kind of half of the season.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That would.
So, it doesn't seem low to me. I don't think it sounds low. But I think, I think he could have beat that. So maybe we should send him this clip so he knows.
As a challenge?
As a challenge. Like,
we are
challenging
you.
Do you think you could?
Yeah, what's interesting. So, Bichette hit 31 home runs in 1995. Did it in only 71 games. That was after the lockout there. Mm-hmm. Strike in 94, wiped away the World Series. They had a late start. So he did hit 31s, one homers. That averages out to 35 over 81 games. So I think... could be. I would set the number actually at 36. I think he would hit 36 next season just at Coors Field.
What if he does that little if he comes back with the Yankees when the Yankees come to Coors Field.
Could he hit 36 in 3 games?
In 3 games.
That would be a little high, but that's where I would go in on your 30. Yes. Yes, and I would take your 30 on that one in those 3 games. Yes.
Absolute nonsense.
Yankees are coming to Coors Field next summer, mid-July. Falls on the Taylor Swift day, too.
So I'll be missing one of those games. I already know it. You have to be at Coors Field that day because I sure won't be.
I'll be there. Galarraga at 26 in 1996.
Wow.
And then the next two, coincidentally, right, are the top two post-Humidor era.
Post-Humidor.
Cargo hit 24 in 2010 and Blackman hit 24 in 2017 just at Coors Field. The reason why I thought 30 is low is the split. Again, when you go away from Coors Field, it's going to be a lot harder to hit a home run. So I think you almost have to front load a lot more home runs there. What's crazy is Bichette hit 40 home runs in 1995. We just said he hit 31 at home. He only hit 9 on the road.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy low.
That
31 at home.
That is really low.
Only 9 on the road.
Yo, those home road splits are no joke.
It legit.
Legit.
We talked about all the opt-outs and player deals or mutual options or player options, team options. Jacob DeGrom, Xander Bogaerts have both opted out. Which of these players would be a better fit for the Rockies, Susie? Throw in Aaron Judge too. Who would be a better fit between those three?
I think DeGrom would just be the best
really?
Fit. I think we need that. We need that arm.
You know what? I don't hate that. I think Bogaerts or Judge would be a safer pick, right? Because they don't have the injury issues.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well just say, F it. Let's go. DeGrom, it bolsters the rotation where they do need to make an addition. I think you can make a trade and maybe invent an Aaron Judge to a degree. Like 75% of an Aaron Judge. You could manifest one of those guys. Maybe Zach Veen's already that guy. Maybe he's a 40 home run guy, maybe not next year, mm-hmm. maybe 2024, but you are not going to manifest a Jacob DeGrom in a year or two or even three, let's face it. So you know what? Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, Rockies are going after Jacob DeGrom.
I'm happy you're on board.
At the Susie Hunter. Let her know what you think. She said, Rockies are going after Jacob DeGrom. Let's go.
I said they should.
Listen,
the trade rumors just get all twisted. We already talked to Patrick Saunders about this.
Look, he said, without a shadow of a doubt, Brandon Nimmo to the Rockies. No, he didn't say
he
that.
He did not say that.
But you did say, no, you didn't say it. You didn't say it either about DeGrom. No. Not at all. Now,
but it'd be fun. It would be fun.
Maybe Will Myers? He's a free agent.
Ooh.
Yeah. He just dominates at, I don't know if that it's that he dominates at Coors or he just dominates the Rockies in general. His mojo has kind of worn off a little bit in the last couple years, but he's always been a Rocky killer. So we'll see what happens with that. We teased at the beginning, could the Rockies be getting another Hall of Famer this year? Not Todd Helton. Yes, legit. So the Contemporary Era ballot was announced on Monday. One of our guys, Tracy Ringlesby, he actually had a hand in creating this ballot of names. The results, of course, will be announced on Sunday at the winter meetings, December 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern, so 6 o'clock our time. We'll get the results. Here are the names.
Okay.
And some of them immediately just jump out as being nefarious or have all kinds of controversy, either because of their politics or because of the steroid era. But you got pitchers Roger Clemens and Curt Schilling. Mm-hmm. And the hitters, you got outfielder Albert Bell, Barry Bonds, Fred McGriff, Don Mattingly, Rafael Palmeiro, and one-time Colorado Rocky, Dale Murphy.
All right, let's go.
He's also a
Philly.
Yes, he hit one double in his career with the Rockies, played in 26 games, 42 at-bats, 49 plate appearances, just didn't have it, unfortunately.
What year was he with the Rockies?
First year.
The first year, got it.
He was like legit signed the day before opening day, and good guy, like on the field, off the field, really upstanding dude. Remember last year during the World Series, I think, was he wearing a Hank Aaron jersey? And then, or maybe he was wearing his jersey, took it off, had a Hank Aaron underneath, and then also reached into the jersey, pulled out the pearl chains via Jock Peterson.
Jock Peterson, what a trendsetter he was that year.
So he was having some fun with that. I even hear like when he retired, like, you know, he, you know, said goodbye to like every single person, even guys who had just been covering him for a couple weeks that he didn't know. Just a really class act guy. He earned back-to-back National League MVP awards with Atlanta in 82-83. Not very many people have done that. I think the number might be at 11. Mm-hmm. I've ever won back-to-back MVPs. I had a five-year stretch where he won five Gold Glove awards in center field, four Silver Sluggers, seven-time All-Star, played in 18 seasons with Atlanta, Phillies, and technically won. It was a season. It wasn't a full one. He led the league in homers twice, RBIs twice, slugging percentage also twice, while posting a 30-30 season, 30 homers, 30 stolen bases in 1983. So kind of had a short dominant window. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so maybe, again, it's a cheap one, but every team in baseball, other than the Rockies, have like a cheap one where you're like, this guy, Pudge Rodriguez wasn't a Marlin. Yeah, he was for 2003. And he was a Yankee too. And you go, really? Yankees fans are claiming Pudge Rodriguez? No. But hey, he did have a cup of coffee there. Same thing with the Trevor Hoffman where he played briefly with the Marlins. Okay, fine. Miami, if you want to celebrate that. But Rockies, we only have Larry Walker.
We don't have enough to celebrate right now. So
we need a couple cheap ones.
It would be weird if we didn't celebrate.
We will take this one. We will take Dale Murphy.
Let us have
that. That would give us two. That would be kind of cool if that did happen. So we'll find out about that in less than a month.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then maybe Todd Helton does get the vote, and then we're going to have to make the pilgrimage. It's not Europe. It's not South America, Susie. It would
but
be Cooperstown.
That would be our exotic trip.
It could be, yes. East Coast is very exotic, no doubt about it. What's not exotic is taking care of your teeth and the folks at Green Mountain Dental Group. Seamless? Yikes. No, you could see the seams on that one. You could kind of see the seams.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was not your best work, but it was work.
No. You could see the seams there, but what you're not going to see is plaque or gingivitis on your teeth after a visit to Green Mountain Dental Group, where they're going to hook you up with a $300 discount for full orthodontics treatment for new patients. All you got to do is mention DNVR Sports. They can also say with a free set of bleach trays, $350 value, with a new patient cleaning, exam, and x-rays. Green Mountain Dental Group, located only 15 minutes outside of downtown Denver. Also got to talk about another pair of our green friends at Athletic Greens.
Yes.
It's how we start our day.
Had my greens this morning.
That's it. It starts our gut health off in the right way. Whether you are an adaptogens guy like Kale Adaptogen Sorbo.
He loves those adaptogens.
It's it.
Kale, do you even have a mic today? I don't. Oh, Kale has no mic. He said yes, he does love them.
You know who also loves their Athletic Greens? Whole Food Vitamins Vasquez, super yes. producer, you hear, loves that as well. I enjoy the superfoods. Ali Monroy, aka Minerals Monroy.
She enjoys
the minerals that are in there. Probiotics Patty, they also call me. Look, you get 75 of these bad boys in just one scoop. It's how you need to start your day. Head over to athleticgreens.com/ROC. Those are the first three letters in Rockies. They're going to hook you up with a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D. They're also going to give you five free travel packs. That's great when you go on the road. You know, in Philly, boom, you rip it open.
Brought those packs with me.
You don't have to miss a day. You don't have to miss a day at all when you go to athleticgreens.com/ROC to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. That's what it is. Also, what it is Breck Brew's Avalanche Ale.
It's Avalanche back. Ale season.
We're back.
Let's go. I love Avalanche Ale.
I love that it's a classic American amber pale that blends chocolate caramel malts and a well-rounded, flavorful beer. I just know that.
That's beautiful. It's delicious. Well said. A poet over here.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you this too. And this is an A. Bart Giamatti.
Yes.
From his poem describing baseball. But it is poetic. The caramel malts, Susie, they actually lend whispers of a toffee sweetness. Did you know this? Seriously.
I could not.
But there's also a touch of bittering hops that gives this beer a clean finish. Like Edwin Diaz, right? Closes it out. Closes out the taste. Look, it's been crafted for balance, like Aaron Hampson, right? Mm-hmm. It can do a little bit of everything there. It's versatile and it's a satisfying anytime beer like Chris Bryant. I don't get that one, but look, I got to read the ad as it says. Is Chris Bryant a great anytime beer?
No. Trying not right now.
Try to figure that one out. Like, how does that make sense? It doesn't. But what does make sense is heading over to breckbrew.com for their beer locator to find out where you can get an Avalanche ale near you. We learned about the MLB draft lottery. We knew a lot of the information already, but if there aren't a ton of people talking about it, mm-hmm. it sort of falls flat and you're like, tell me when it's more relevant. It's very relevant.
It's getting real relevant. It's really heating up. This is the first time that we're going to see this draft lottery. It's brand new to all of us.
Very exciting. Yeah. Top six picks are what we're talking about. Rockies have a 3.9% chance at the first overall pick. It's more than they've had any other year because they haven't had that worst record, for better or worse. So that's kind of interesting. The top three teams, which are the Nationals, Athletics, and Pirates, they have a 16.5% chance, which you go, that's not a lot. Combine those three, that's less than 50%, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Maybe just barely, or maybe it's exactly. Just barely. I think it's just barely less than
50%. Don't make us do math on this show,
no,
Patrick.
No, I know.
Don't do that to us.
That's on me. But again, this is a great way of ensuring that tanking will not go down. Mm-hmm. So the lottery is for the first six picks, and then after that, from 7 down to 18, it will really just have to do with the win-loss order. Then it goes in order of the postseason teams and whatnot. What's also cool is small market clubs, they can only get a lottery pick for three straight years. So if you're looking at the A's saying, hey, you know what, let's tank for a little while, that'll be good. Build up our farm system so that if and when we move, we'll be really good. They can only do it for 3 years. So they can't totally abuse it like teams like the Cubs did. Mm-hmm. Certainly the Astros. Those are obviously the two biggest teams that we know that tanked. Other teams did it. But the Cubs and Astros did it really well. And then the larger market clubs, they can't do it 2 years in a row. So if you are in there and you get one of those top six picks, that's it. Next year, you could be the worst team in the game, but you are not going to get anywhere near those top six picks.
What is the official designation between small market clubs and large market clubs?
So a lot of it just has to do with being paying into the revenue sharing program. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of it is your market. It is how much you're getting in television contracts. Mm-hmm. A little bit about basically the metro area, like what's the population, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously New York, Boston, I think Philly's even considered mm-hmm. In that large market spectrum. More teams are considered like in the small to mid market.
Yeah.
But you've just got those few. LA, of course, mm-hmm. is another one of those. So San Francisco. So it's really just about, are you paying into revenue sharing or are you a small market club like Pittsburgh? I mean, think about it. Pittsburgh doesn't even have an NBA team, right? Yeah. So they're actually getting money. So before they even roll out a team, they've already turned a profit for the year. Mm. It doesn't really matter what their win-loss record is because they've got other teams paying them to kind of keep them above, you know, a water and, mm-hmm. and keep them floating around, which they do need all 30 teams to do that. So that's kind of that demarcation line just a little bit. The lottery order will be announced December 6th during the winter meetings. I think that would be a Tuesday. Have you had any thoughts about what this show could look like? Are they going to bust out some celebrities? Is it going to be similar to the draft where you could have like a representative from each team there standing there?
Oh, that would be fun.
I think that would be fun, right?
That makes sense though. I think we could definitely see something like that.
I definitely think we'll see that. Who will represent the Rockies? That's my question.
Oh,
I think Clint Hurdle might be the best fit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That would be cool. Larry Walker, I think, would actually be better. I don't know what the current state is in the relationship between Larry and the organization. I don't know if they would necessarily ask him. Todd's not a primetime player in that way. I don't know if he smiles. Is he able to smile?
Can't confirm. Can't confirm, can't deny.
I think you want someone that's able to smile. Mm-hmm. Todd's a great guy.
What if they just send Dinger out?
That would be very
just
Rockies.
A little head spin.
And then the Rockies get the first overall pick, and then the people on stage, Greg Amsinger's like, we can't even ask this friggin' Muppet, like, what are the thoughts on having the first pick and what this is going to mean for the city of Denver? Great, we got to fill airtime. Yeah, that would be bad, but that would be classic Rockies.
It would be pretty on brand.
I think that would be, yeah. I'm going to say Clint Hurdle. We may have to do a draft lottery draft for who's going to be Ryan Spielberg's, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That would be That'd a good be cool. one, too.
You could even have some active players. You could even have someone like Brendan Rodgers go out and say, hey, you know, I was the third overall pick. I was in that the draft area, right, 1 through 6. So that would be cool. I think you could still see some current players. Kyle Freeland. I want to see Kyle Freeland.
Yeah.
I changed my pick. Kyle Freeland's going to be the guy who goes there.
No.
No?
He won't.
Oh, that would be fun.
It would be fun, but no.
Free trip to San Diego. Maybe. If he can fit it in his busy travel schedule.
Listen.
He's living his best life right now.
Unless Machine Gun Kelly is in town during winter meetings.
He could be just vacationing in Coronado. I love the comment too from Alessandro in our chat. Again, if you listen to this as a podcast, great, but head on over to the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube. Troy Tulowitzki, again,
no.
The relationship between Tulo and the Rockies,
does not
exist. Great right now, so I don't know if that'll happen. Jake Smith thrown out there, Charlie Blackman, yes, mm-hmm. I could see that. I think he'd be a good fit. I might even go Blackman over Freeland now.
Now, when they do the, are they actually going to, like, you know, spin the thing and take the ping pong ball out? Like, it's like they're...
Manfred will probably have to, yeah. Well, no, they do, like, a whole envelope system now, too. I think they do that.
I think they're doing ping pong balls.
And then it coordinates with, like, an envelope, and then you open it up. I really do hope they have the big placards that they do in the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. That would be cool. That will be fun. I think that will get people excited. People might not know why. Like, never before has anybody cared what pick the Rockies have. Like, as, oh, man, I'm pumped. The final game ended. They've got the 9th pick. Like, that's not anything to celebrate. But this
is different because it adds, like, a little bit of chance to it.
It does, yeah.
It adds a little, just like a slight flavor of chaos.
It creates an event, right? It's showtime. Highlighting baseball, highlighting the draft. Now people might care a little bit more going, mm-hmm. hey, you know, we had the 12th worst record and, you know, for a while, maybe we're in the playoff hunt and we slipped. And so we ended up having, you know, the 12th, 13th worst record. But shoot, we've got the third overall pick now. We somehow won the lottery. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to care a little bit more. It creates something from nothing. And we know that's always a good thing.
We thrive on creating something from nothing.
I quite literally had nothing, Susie. I can't understand this. Maybe the algorithm was broken. There was nothing on my feed yesterday about the Astros parade. I had to search it out.
I saw one thing about the Astros parade.
I did too. Was it the fight?
No.
Okay.
There was a fight?
That was it. Between two Astros fans. Yeah, a bunch of gals getting in a tiff. Who's handsomer, Jeremy Pena or... Troy Snitker? Yeah. Deep cut. He's a coach.
Deep cut.
That was it.
Troy Snitker handsome?
I don't know.
Random pick when Justin Verlander, married to a supermodel, is right there.
What about Brian Snitker? Did the apple, if you like the tree there, you might like where the apple has fallen from the tree from Troy Snitker, his son. Big Brian Snitker guy?
I'm looking up Troy Snitker now.
This might need to be an episode. Our top 10 hunkiest coaches in baseball. I'll make my list. You make your list.
Troy Snitker.
Are you in on that?
Troy Snitker is, he's a Sagittarius. He's just a couple weeks older than me.
Would you, if I made a top 10 hunky coach list, would you do one too?
No.
Why not?
Maybe.
Fun.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Maybe.
All right, I'll take it.
See, like,
we'll
you can
it.
Do that, but when I do it,
I know what
it's
you're saying.
Different, it comes across differently.
Professionally?
Yes.
I understand for that. Mm-hmm. Understand that. So respectfully, I will be making that list then.
Yeah, you can make that list.
And you can judge me for who I got.
And you can take a look at Troy for yourself.
He's all right.
He's fine.
I think he might look more like his mom. I don't know that looks like Brian Snitker necessarily. But the women were fighting. We can't confirm or deny if it was
anyway.
Over Troy Snitker. Look at me. I'm bringing us back for the first time. Usually it's you bringing us back. This truly is an off-season show. And the off season sues. All right, what was the one thing that you actually saw that came up naturally on your timeline?
I saw, honestly, it looked like an Astros fan who had climbed a pole, but it was this dude who was like wearing no shirt, had his face painted, had all kinds of crazy stuff going on, and the comment on it was like, imagine calling out of work and your boss sees this picture of you.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing. That was the only thing I saw from the Astros parade.
There were some schools, a lot of schools probably in the Houston area, mm-hmm. that gave kids the day off so they could go. Maybe he didn't call out of work. Maybe he's a principal.
You know what? I feel like, too, I feel like if you're calling out sick the day of a parade, you might as well not call out sick. You might as well just say, I need to take a personal day for the parade.
That's
because
true.
No one's going to believe that you're sick.
Oh, shoot. With the daylight savings, I was totally a day late. Like, what? That's not how that works.
I tried to pull that yesterday.
You did.
I did.
You did all right. 2 million people showed up. Mattress Mac was on top of a bus. They're chanting his name.
Good for him.
They're also chanting, "We want Houston." I do kind of low-key like that. I think that's as a good rallying cry for the team and the city. Yankees were saying, "We want Houston." I mean, it really was just the Yankees, but still, just this
Yankees
idea of like,
said it the
you
loudest.
Want us? Yeah. So I kind of dig that.
And that didn't work out for the Yankees, no.
No, it did not. We want Houston. I like
Are you
that.
Sure you do? You sure you do, Yankees?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. Yankees
I don't.
Don't
want Houston.
Yankees definitely don't anymore. There was a new tradition made where they tossed a hat up a parking garage about 10 stories. So usually you drop a hat. They were tossing it up.
That's funny.
For some reason, there was a politician that was in the parade, and he was booed nonstop.
Oh, wait, hold on. I did see this.
Okay.
I did see that Ted Cruz was in the parade. Why was he in the parade? But someone also threw really chucked a beer in his head.
Yeah.
That guy got arrested. But honestly, that was a good throw, and I think that someone should sign him.
It's true. Yeah, last year, someone did that, Dansby Swanson. Caught a can, drank it. I think a few Avs players did that also. And then, yeah, this guy does it to the wrong person, I guess.
You know what?
Got arrested.
I'm not sure. I don't know what the intentions were. I don't know if it was like a, I don't know if it was because it didn't really look like a
crowd,
toss. It was gas.
Yeah, there wasn't a spiral on it, like a safe spiral for you to catch it.
Yeah.
It was, you know what? This is going to be like an
missile.
Onside kick. It was more of a squib kick. It was a squib throw at the guy that nobody was really cheering for. You named him. I did not name names. I just said politician.
Oh, it was
just
Ted Cruz. It was Ted Cruz. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a politician.
I'm just naming who it was.
Look, it is election day today. So.
It is.
That's it.
We have a lot of people sounding off about this parade talk right now.
They're pumped. Yeah.
They're pumped. I love this.
The parade would still be going on in Philadelphia. Yeah, I think that's a great point, Ryan.
The parade would be actually like a multi-day event.
In all seriousness, I'm gonna get serious for a second.
Okay.
Because this isn't anything to joke about. We talked about how there were 3 days of no violent crimes in Philadelphia when Philly won. Mm-hmm. And there was legit like a decent shooting. Like didn't like 9 people get killed on Saturday night in Philadelphia?
Were they killed or were 9 people shot?
Maybe they were shot.
I don't know.
Probably would have heard about it a lot more if they died. But I was like, oh, damn it. So there were a couple times where I wanted to say like, oh man, people in Philly, it's going to be crazy. And I was like, actually it could legit be crazy. So I'm not going to say that. And I'm glad I didn't. And unfortunately, it did turn out to be crazy,
no,
which is sad.
That is really sad that that's actually how it went down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. That's very sad that did happen. A bag of slime got hit with beer. Ryan. Easy now. Easy. Easy. We did have some news last week. It was rumbling. You pointed it out to me yesterday that it's now a little bit more official. GM Perry Manassian of the Manassian. That's how I hear most people saying Manassian. Perry Manassian, mm-hmm. GM of the Angels, saying Shohei Ohtani will be in an Angels uniform on opening day.
Poor Shohei.
Last week, no appetite was the quote that came out. They had no appetite in trading Shohei Ohtani. So he's going to be an Angel for better or worse.
Poor dude.
Okay. Now we have another year of speculating of what may or may not happen with him.
Oh, I feel bad for Shohei. Feel bad for Mike Trout, even though he signed that big, stupid contract, knowing exactly what he was getting into.
He did.
He did.
He could be with the Phils.
He could have Phillies had team. It all. Maybe. He just could have had everything.
Well, they, you know, they say don't go number two where you eat. So technically, you may not want to like play. Think about it.
That's a good point.
It is a rarity, I think, in a lot of ways of like going back home to that place. Like you maybe want to have some distance. Not that you're like, oh, well, what kind of confidence do you have in yourself? Like, oh, you don't think it's going to work out? But no, it's, again, you want to maybe have a little bit of space.
But then again, look at Chaz McCormick saying like, wow, I really let my childhood self down by robbing that hit from my hometown team.
True.
The team that I loved my whole life.
Chris Bryant, again, I mean, he's a local kid from Las Vegas playing for the Rockies, right? I mean, I think...
Totally different.
That was really funny last year when John Heyman like first put rumors out there like, hey, maybe he could play for, you know, one of the area teams. If you're in Las Vegas, Colorado is not an area team.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
Not even close.
Nope.
Not in any way, shape, or form. And anyway, does he play for the Las Vegas A's at the end of his career? The Rockies trade them to help establish that team? I don't want to talk about the Oakland situation just yet. We'll see if we can get to that conversation on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're backlogged. We're backstocked in conversations. We got to talk managers. There's a bunch of new managers. I know you talked with Herb Lawrence on Friday about Pedro Grifol. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that on Thursday. A lot of new skippers. A lot of new coaches in and around the game.
So much is happening.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the end of year finalists were announced. There were a couple I was surprised about. Julio Urias, National League Cy Young Award candidate. I guess I can see it.
I mean, he was good.
No, he was.
You know?
He was. I think there could have been some spillover from, I think he was a finalist last year as well. Did win a lot of games, which shout out to our guy Manny Randhawa. Kill the win. Win doesn't necessarily mean anything. I was a little surprised Bobby Witt did not become a finalist there in the American League. Andrew Rutschman did sneak in there. No problem with it, but I thought maybe because Bobby Witt was there all year long, that you know maybe would have given him the edge.
Apparently not.
No, it was not. And in the National League, the two guys, I said the 101 win managers in Brian Snitker. Mm-hmm. He's getting a lot of airtime from us today.
The whole Snitker family. Is very well liked on the show, apparently.
Snitker is a finalist of the 101 win Atlanta, mm-hmm. as well as William Nathaniel Showalter II, better known as Buck Showalter.
But no Bob Melvin.
No Bob Melvin. No Bo Mel. I thought there was a chance.
I was really surprised about that.
I feel like, and you can't bet on this anymore now because we already have the finalists, mm-hmm. and I'm sure DraftKings probably already knows who's just going to win, like, mathematically. Like, you can, like, just figure it out. Mm-hmm. They got some really smart people over there setting lines. But I would bet everything I own that Dave Roberts would have to be the manager of the year. He was the only one that was my finalists. Mm-hmm. And two other guys ended up sneaking in. So, to me, that just says it's got to be his year just for, like, hey, look, you did it again, 111 wins. You got a really good team. So you got a really great organization, but you know what? We're going to give it to you now. Mm-hmm. It's like Denzel Washington winning an Academy Award for Best Actor for Training Day. And you're like, yeah, I mean, he was in way better movies even before that. But at some point, we just got to give you the award.
He is owed the award.
Yeah. And so that's where David Roberts is going to go ahead and get in there. Alek Manoah did get in ahead of Shohei Ohtani. A little bit surprised by that.
Little bit.
I'm all right with that. Yordan Alvarez in there as a finalist with Ohtani and Judge. I had Ramirez, maybe even J-Rod, but okay, Yordan is the guy who goes in. And yes, Nolan Arenado is a finalist.
Of course he is.
Along with teammate Paul Goldschmidt. This will be an interesting vote from the BBWAA. There's a chance this could be one of the closest ever MVPs, mm-hmm. I think... You know, Arenado has kept saying Goldschmidt's the guy. He should get it. And he was almost like the incumbent throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of metrics that really suggest Arenado was actually better. There is a chance he could be the NL MVP this year.
Here's my question. How often, Patrick, Encyclopedia Patrick, Mr. Patty Stats. How often do we see two teammates up for an MVP?
It is very rare.
Very rare.
So that's where it makes you think they're going to end up splitting votes or taking votes from one another. This idea of like, well, Goldschmidt had Arenado. Arenado had Goldschmidt. Mm-hmm. Who led the San Diego Padres? Granted, as a wild card, but with all the craziness going on, a lot of superstars there, but still a lot of craziness going on. Who did it? The guy who posted every single day, Manny Machado. That's where Machado could go in and wow. and take the MVP award. That's why I think this could be really close. Mm-hmm. Certainly closer between first and third. That's what I'd be interested in seeing. Yeah. If this could be like the closest, like the winner and the third place guy have ever been in MVP voting or any kind of awards. Mm-hmm. It'll just be really fascinating and then, to see what'll happen.
And then when do we find out?
We find out next week.
Next week, okay.
Immediately. We jump around. Monday is Rookie of the Year. Tuesday, Manager of the Year. Wednesday is Cy Young Award. And Thursday will be the MVP
of
the leagues.
How nice of them to space it out so we can just have a full week of this fresh content.
That's it. Yeah.
How nice for them. Kale's over there laughing.
Do any Rockies maybe get a Rookie of the Year award vote? Probably not. They only go three deep, so I don't mm-hmm. think anyone's going to get a third place vote. Does Bud get a third place vote? No, I thought last year there was a chance that maybe he could. There was this scenario that one person maybe would give him a third place vote. I don't see that this year. Cy Young, nope. MVP is top 10. Mm-hmm. There's a chance there's no Rocky in the top 10. I think that would be the first time in team history no one's had a top 10 vote in three consecutive years.
Oh, no.
Not even a top 10 vote. There's a chance. I think someone might give CJ Cron a 10th place vote.
Okay.
I think there might be someone out there that does it. And not even necessarily from Colorado. Mm-hmm. I think there is a chance of that. The other one also that surprised me is the one I said that was the most obvious that was locked up on Monday's show saying, here's who I think is going to be finalists. It was going to be Terry Francona, Scott Service, locks for AL Manager of the Year. Dusty Baker, come on. It's got to be a lock. No. Brandon Hyde didn't go to the postseason with Baltimore, but definitely kept them in it, even after the trade of Trey Mancini.
Yeah, I was definitely so surprised at how in it the Orioles were right at the end of the season. And I, yeah. So I'm like, part of me is like, oh, I'm so surprised to see this name here in this top three. But at the same time, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
What
a lot. Thinking? Well, no, I think you had the same thought process as I did. These guys typically get overlooked. Mm-hmm. Like if a team, like, again, that's where Bud Black maybe gets a third place vote for what he was able to do last year. Again, Rockies were never in it, but people were saying, oh, this is like a 64 win team. They were a lot better than that. So same thing with Brandon Hyde. You go, they only won 83 games, but because of everything that Baltimore has been dealing with, it's like that's the last team you think is going to get coached up to even come close to have a winning record, let alone four games over 500. Mm-hmm. I think this is that instance you say, no, you know what? He deserves a little bit of credit. Definitely not manager of the year, but that's why you've got three spots for that. You say, hey, these two guys were great. Brandon Hyde, he got a lot more out of the Orioles than, say, Dusty Baker got out of the Astros. Mm-hmm. I would agree with that to a certain element, but he's in there, so that's pretty cool.
Good for them.
They're on the come up.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see. We're on the come up. Still three more days. Three more come ups. Comes ups. Something like that.
No.
No?
Family right. show.
That segue was no bueno.
It was questionable.
Questionable at best. But
it's fine. We've got so many more opportunities this week.
We do.
For better segues.
And Friday's show, not at 5.
It'll be at 3 o'clock because the Nuggets are playing at 5. So can't compete with the Nuggets.
And the bar opens at 3 too. So
the bar will be open. Yeah. So we will start out the show. Kale, you'll be producing me, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Kale will be producing me. I'll pop downstairs afterwards, have a little Sue's happy hour. I love my Friday shows. They're so fun. So yeah, you guys got to come to the bar, mark it in your calendars.
That's it. And if you're not able to come down to the bar, or if you're not even in the area, and that's not even a possibility, you can still get in on all the action with a membership to the DNVR.com. See what we're doing over on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
And you can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
This has been wonderful. But you know what they say about the momentum, especially the momentum that we built here today.
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.